You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Holy shucking fit, you're opening oysters wrong, by Joe Ray. Not quite a year ago, I wrote a story about the merits of good oyster knives, getting a shucking lesson from a pro in the process. I walked away from the lesson with a refreshed appreciation for finding the right tool for the job. But what was most impressive was the shucker's technique, which was like nothing I'd ever seen. My lesson came from Lucas Stone, a shucker at Seattle's fantastic Westwood restaurant, and he demonstrated a subtle technique with the formal beauty that recalled the tango. Choking up on the knife with one hand and palming the oyster in the other, he snugged the tip of the blade into the oyster hinge, then raised them together to his chest and popped it open almost imperceptibly. I returned to Westwood recently to get the skinny on the technique, this time meeting with Ted Stearns, winner of the shucking competition of the 2015 Barefoot Bistro World Oyster Invitational and Bloody Caesar Battle in Whistler, British Columbia. Stearns, who is 29, has a callus on his right hand that's pronounced enough to notice when you shake it, a bump that's the result of spending years working with an oyster knife. At the competition, Stearns shucked 30 oysters, 10 Virginicas, 10 Pacifics, and 10 tiny Olympias in 3 minutes and 11 seconds. "Well, I won because I was shucking by hand, not table shucking," he says, breaking shuckerdom down into two techniques. Table shuckers are the far more common breed, particularly at home, working on a countertop. While hand shuckers can work their way in from the bill, that's the larger rounded end of the shell, Stearns prefers starting at the hinge, a.k.a. butt shucking. "I'm a butt shucker," he says. "It's the cleaner way to go." The Seattle-born Stearns demonstrated his technique, cradling a blue pool oyster in his left hand with the more deeply cupped half of the shell down. He choked up on the knife with his right, then gently guided the tip into the hinge. "You just want to use the tip of the knife," he says, "any more and you're just going to tear it all up in there." At this point, some hand shuckers bring both knife and bivalve up to their chest for a bit more leverage, while Stearns left them right in front of him to preserve as much liquor in the shell as possible. Stearns shimmied in the knife by feel, found the sweet spot, and, as he puts it, twisted to pop. He kept prying, gently pushing the flatter top shell up and sliced cleanly through the adductor muscle, right at the point where it meets the top shell. Stearns gently cleared a bit of debris, shrapnel in shucker speak, pivoted the oyster 90 degrees and swept the inside of the bottom shell to cut the abductor. It made for a pristine presentation. Still, Stearns has nothing against table shuckers. "It depends on how you learn. Everybody swears by the way they learned," he says. "I'm a butt shucker. With butt shucking, there's always a way in, but really, it's whichever style makes you feel comfortable."
How did you like that last episode? Is there anything we can do to make it better? I'm Raul, and I'm part of the team that brings this spoken edition to you. Help us improve it by sending me your feedback via email to raul@spokenedition.com. Your opinion is very important to us, and we'd love to hear from you.